Honestly, it's just team football, team defense. Everyone knows how elusive and how good of a back, LeSean is. And, for us, honestly, it's just making sure that every guy's on the same page. With this offense, he can make you miss. And we've had, two or three guys at the point of attack on him. That's why, we've had a little bit more success.
What's been the overall change in the defense? Touchdowns in the last 10 quarters.
I think we just have simplified things. Pairfield and his staff did a great job of putting together game plans that allows us to just let the athletes be athletes, honestly. It really hasn't been anything elaborate. Guys are playing fast, guys are playing confident, and we've kind of got on the hot streak here. When you start making plays, you start being very confident in yourself, and I think this is a very confident defense right now.
Do you think that simplified,
we got a little bit to do with it.
Yeah. Somebody said you guys had a meeting. You guys had the Chicago game.
We have a lot of meetings. I think when they say we had a meeting, that gets kind of blown out of proportion. We meet every day.
Well, how big an impact do you think you had?
You had to ask him that, honestly. We talk about a lot of things, and I think one thing that Perry has done is taking our input and tried his best to put things in that we feel as though is going to allow players to play fast. Honestly, I think Vic wasn't right. I think he just came out there and tried to will himself to play. But you can tell he's not healthy right now. He's not going to be as effective in that type of offense if his legs are kind of taken away from him like they were today.
Justin, Detroit just went ahead of Dallas in 12 seconds.
Yay.
What does that mean for this team now? That holds up 2 games back after an 0-6 start?
Nothing. Only time that will mean something is when hopefully we go on an 8-game winning streak after the bye and end this season 10-6. But for us, man, we gotta put the blinders on. We're in a hole and we understand that, and we gotta play it one game at a time. And for us, the only thing we can be focused on is getting healthy in this bye and looking forward to Oakland.
But being 2 games back, you still have to play Dallas in a couple weeks.
I'm always encouraged. One thing I understand about being a New York Giant is you have to be able to be even keeled through the great day, the great days and the not so great ones. And that's what I think this football team has been. When we were 0-6, you couldn't walk in that locker room and tell that we were 0-6. This team has always stuck together. This team has always been positive, and right now we understand that we're on kind of a little win streak here, but we got to be humble and understanding that we still got a long way to go. So we can't allow ourselves to worry about what Dallas does, what any team does. We just got to continue to put the blinders on and take one opponent at a time.
In fact, these two victories weren't necessarily the prettiest games. Does that matter?
When have they been pretty? I mean, you've been covering the Giants for a long time. We love to make things difficult.
Talk about
last
the defense today and even last week.
I think the play of the defense kind of set the tone early. Antrell with the interception early. Then Antrell with the sack. And that play that Terrell Thomas made was one of the biggest plays we had all year. And I thought defense line did a great job of, limiting runways for McCoy, and we got a lot of pressure on quarterbacks. It won't show up in sack numbers again, but I don't know how many quarterback hits we had, but I thought we did a pretty good job considering that this offense really doesn't bode itself well to being able to just pass rush. It's a lot of play action fakes and a lot of checking your keys before you can convert to pass rush, but I thought we did a pretty good job on that.
Justin,